is Susan Triolo from Sunderland, Mass. I would like to know more about the Springfield project with MGM. At the beginning of this project, there was a promise for increasing low and moderate income housing in the downtown area. As far as I know, every time I read about this or hear about it, it's on the back burner. And I would like to hear more about what has become of the moderate and low-income housing that was supposed to be included in this MGM promise of wonder for the city of Springfield. Thank you.
Hi, this is Dee Fryer. I'm in Cornwall, New York. And I was just listening to WAMC's Northeast Report, and I want to thank Lucas Willard for his entertaining and really informative profile of thoroughbred trainer Tom Morley and his wife, NYRA analyst Maggie Wolfendale. It was really fun to get an up-close and personal view of this young, hardworking couple. A look at Tom Morley's website shows just what an intelligent and caring trainer he is. And Maggie has just been named to the board of directors of TRF, the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation, which is a fantastic organization that has found new homes for more than 750 retired thoroughbred racehorses. Thanks again, Lucas, and thanks, WAMC.
This is Dr. Barbara Kidney from Newburgh, New York, calling with a comment about your Midday Magazine interview on Monday of Congressional District 19 candidate Steve Greenfield by Alan Shartok. Thanks for that interview. I think that voters in District 19 should know that Steve Greenfield is running on the Green Party line for Congress, and I think he made some excellent points during the interview, which is that if you really do want peace and justice and planetary well-being, you need to vote for candidates who are clearly on that plank. Red plutocrats and blue plutocrats are both plutocrats, and why should any of us ever vote for any kind of evil when we can actually vote for goodness? Thank you.